AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tonight in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's Democratic presidential debate number one. The frontrunners Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bernie Sanders have taken different approaches in preparing for the debate. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is in Las Vegas.
This will be Clinton's first debate in 7 years. She's been prepping for a while, studying a variety of briefing books and working with aides. The Sanders campaign says the self-described Democratic socialist hasn't done anything terribly special other than a few meetings, that he'll take the stage ready to espouse the liberal views that have been his hallmark for years.
The other candidates in the debate tonight are former Senators Jim Webb and Lincoln Chafee and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. An AP check of data and documents shows the security of Hillary Rodham Clinton's home email server while she was Secretary of State is questionable. The AP's Jack Gillum is in Washington.
If it's running in her basement, it doesn't have necessarily the same massive IT infrastructure as if it were running in a professional data center at the State Department where people manage those servers and detect intrusions all the time.
Meantime, a Republican presidential candidate is going to be on NBC November 7th, hosting Saturday Night Live.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this will be the second time Trump has hosted SNL, the first time in 2004. The White House says there are strong indications Iran violated UN Security Council resolutions when it test-fired a new ballistic missile. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says this is nothing new. A Dutch investigation says a missile launched from rebel-held area in eastern Ukraine smashed into the Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 last year, ripping off the cockpit. All 298 people on board the plane were killed. The police chief in Memphis says an off-duty officer was not taking official police action when he was killed in a shootout with a neighbor. Not enough evidence to file charges against the neighbor for murder. Wall Street, the Dow finished down 50 points. This is AP Radio News. The New York Mets and Chicago Cubs can move on in the playoffs with victories in Game 4s today in their National League Series. The Mets' Daniel Murphy is aware the Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw is standing in their way. He's on the mound today.
I think we're just going to, you know, it's cliche, but we try to grind out at bats. You know, he doesn't make a ton of mistakes, so hopefully we are in a good position to capitalize on the ones he does.
The Mets-Dodgers game is in New York. At Wrigley Field in Chicago, Game 4 of the Cubs-Cardinals series, John Lackey pitches for St. Louis, Jason Hamill pitches for Chicago. The American League teams have the day off. College football, Steve Spurrier announced today he's resigning immediately as coach at the University of South Carolina.
Sometimes you run your course, you've had your run, and it's ready to pass it to the next guy. And that's where I am right here today.
The 70-year-old Spurrier pointed out he's not retiring. South Carolina has struggled this year with a 2-4 record. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.